Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daven Practice. There's a very relevant shaila that comes up when it comes to eating and drinking. The din is that if you have a kazayis of food, you have to say a burn of fashas, let's say, on candy. If you have a revius of drink, you have to say a burn of fashas as well. But what happens if you have a little bit of food and a little bit of drink, and it's mitstarif to a shear of kazayis, a shear of a revius? Can you be mitstarif the food and liquid in order to say a burin nefashos? So the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Reish Yud, he says that the din would be not true. You can't be mitzarif them. Why is that? Because we find by Yom HaKippur, the din is that when you eat a amount of a kazayis, or really a kugogeres on Yom Kippur, the chayv misa for doing so, and when you drink a revis on Yom Kippur, your chayv karis as well. But the Mishnah says that you can't be mitzarif, since the din is that you can't be mitzarif the din of achila shtia when it comes to Yom Kippur. So the Magen Avraham says the same should hold true when it comes to burin nefashos. You can't be mitzarif the food and the liquid. The Shaar Tzion comments and says, how do you know? Maybe the halachas of Yom Kippur are different than that of the rest of the Torah. Maybe it's different than that of eating. Because when it comes to Yom Kippur, the inyan is of yeshiva daite. There's something that satisfies a person, gives a person a little yeshiva das. So maybe a certain amount of food gives a person a yeshiva das, or a certain amount of drink. But maybe a little bit of a drink and a little bit of food won't be mitzarif to give yeshiva daite to a person. And that's why by Yom Kippur, one may not be mitzarif achila and shtia. When it comes to food and eating, the Shaar Tzion posits that maybe you can be mitzarif the din, the food amount, and the drink. That's what the Shaar Tzion suggests. Ramosha says, based on our sugya today, based on our daf in Shabbos Ayin Vav, there's another reason why the Kol Torah Kula, you cannot be mitzarif ochel and mashka. You're right, maybe the din of a Yom Kippur is unique to Yom Kippur. You can't be mitzarif ochel and mashke. But legabe the Kol Torah Kula, even though Yisuvi Daite doesn't apply to Kol Torah Kula, there is another consideration, which is what the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Vav tells us, that one can not be mitzarif things with different shirum. The Mishnah is talking about different items, what you could carry of tevin, the tevin amount of kimali pi parah to fill a mouth of a cow, and eitzah of kimali pi gamel. And the Mishnah, the Gemara ends up concluding and paskening this way, that you cannot be mitzarif the different shirum of foods, what's needed to fill the mouth of parah with what's needed to fill the mouth of a gamel. One cannot be mitzarif shirum. This is a general concept. So Moshe says, the Kol Torah Kula, one cannot be mitzarif shirum. And therefore, since when it comes to bracha achrona, when it comes to berei nefashos, the halacha is that the shir of kazayis is for achila, and the shir of revius is for mashke, therefore, since they have different shirum, one cannot be mitzarif, and one would not say a berei nefashos in this particular case.